Second week, third day. Three levels of worship. There are three levels of worship. Jesus told the Samaritan woman, "Ye worship that which ye know not." Hers was ignorant worship. The Jews said, "We worship that which we know." Theirs was intelligent worship. But the highest level of worship was introduced by Jesus Christ. "The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." To worship in spirit is to look upward with love. To worship in truth is to look upward with trust. When Peter tried to walk upon the water toward the Master and took his gaze from Jesus' face to look down at the water, he began to sink. To worship in spirit and in truth, then, is to trust God's absolute and infinite loving power. A spirit is not bound by time or space, neither should we be limited to a certain time or place for worship. Begin every day with a prayer of trust. "Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy paths." Then, whenever problems arise during the day, direct your thoughts immediately toward God in a silent prayer for guidance. You will discover that he is already coming toward you on the water. So think of God as all-loving, all-powerful, absolutely perfect. Think that in him is no imperfection, no selfishness, no hate, no anger, no unworthiness of any sort. Then, with your gaze steadily fixed upon him, walk out, innocent and pure, to meet him face to face. You will feel petty annoyance and prejudice and selfish desire fall away from you like a cheap garment you can gladly discard to take on finer raiment. As you present yourself to your Master, Christ, God the Father will bless you. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."